Imagine a world where a gallon of milk can set you back $12 or a small package of spaghetti $6.50. Those prices are an everyday reality in the isolated communities of rural Alaska. Making things worse, some villages are stuck with high gas and heating fuel prices that were locked in last year. Now some families are facing a difficult choice between buying food and heating their homes. Alaska Public Radio Network's Annie Feit has the story.
Flying into the most remote villages in Alaska is a challenge even in good weather. During the winter months, it can be especially treacherous. I had time to contemplate this reality on a recent afternoon, stuffed into the tail end of a prop plane. Peering out my tiny window, I could see small white pellets hitting the wings. We landed safely, but pilot Andy Cizik wasn't exactly reassuring about getting off the ground again.
We're going to have to make this one really fast.
Okay.
We're in some freezing rain, and if we get too much on the plane, we're here for who knows how long.
Welcome to Clark's Point, Alaska. The village has only 60 residents. They live in a row of houses on a tiny spit off the Bering Sea. Cizik is delivering 44-pound boxes of food to a dozen families in town for the Christian organization Samaritan's Purse.
Wanted to bless you guys with this food.
The economies in Western Alaska have struggled for decades, but the current price of gas and heating fuel is hitting especially hard. The rest of the country enjoyed falling prices at the pump this summer, but many isolated villages barge fuel in just once or twice a year. Clark's Point got stuck buying its entire year's supply when the price of oil was near its peak. Joseph Wassily says it's been tough to take.
We're paying $6 a gallon here. That's for both diesel and gas.
A short flight away, the weather isn't quite as bad, but the economic situation is just as dire. Ugashik resident Victoria Briggs says it's been a difficult winter for most families in the area.
I can't say anybody's starving, but I can tell you that people are going without.
The town has no store, so groceries arrive by mail at a hefty premium. Residents usually fill their freezers with wild game, but only a few hunters found moose this year. And then there's the price of fuel. Briggs says she spent $22,000 last year to heat and power her tiny home. She and her husband are lucky to have year-round employment. Many survive the winter without a full-time job.
It's okay to have tough times. It's okay to work hard, but it's not okay to see people without, and that's what it's down to.
Several residents make a living commercial fishing, but most of the salmon didn't show up last summer. Biologists are still trying to figure out why. Ann Stronghart is from the village of Nunamiqua. It's 400 miles from Ugashik, but the story is much the same.
I only know of one of our 10 fishermen here in the village, commercial fishermen, that actually made a profit last year. Everybody else lost money.
Stronghart and Briggs have organized food drives that have brought thousands of pounds of groceries and other essentials to the region in the last month. The shipments have come from as far away as New York and New Zealand. Briggs says bloggers have gotten the message out.
We laugh, but it's on the net, and it's a lot of people in their PJs who give a darn.
Briggs is thankful to see the food coming in, but she says the economic problems plaguing rural Alaska will eventually require long-term solutions. Alternative energy, internet-based businesses, and locally grown food may be part of the answer. Residents may also have to consider leaving their villages, at least part-time, to find work. Governor Sarah Palin raised that sensitive issue recently. The idea drew sharp criticism from Alaska Natives who say their ancestors have lived there for thousands of years. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.